Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Derek Kimbrough on our post-game show, brought to you by Boyle Concrete and Building Supply. 2-1 win tonight for the Huskies. Can I be any more unorganized here for Coach? Didn't have a headset ready to go. Our Coach's Corner again brought to you by Aspirus Keweenaw. Let's love our health as much as we love our team. Aspirus never stops working to bring you and your loved ones the area's most outstanding care. Aspirus, passion for excellence, compassion for people. Well, Coach, great first period, even better first 10 minutes of the second period. Got a little sloppy after that, but found a way to pull off the win here tonight.
Yeah, I thought I liked when the skill part of the game was going, the first half of the game, the skill part of the game, we were very good. Our guys played with some good skill. When the grit part of the game came out, as we've been seeing that we struggled a little bit, and I give Huntsville credit. They turned up the level and were able to force turnovers and made a very good hockey game out of it. At the end, it was anybody's game, I'm extremely happy for the win in the game. I'm happy for Ray Bryce. He got an assist, I believe, on one of the goals, and I think he did. But playing well for us and giving us some good competitive shifts out there.
Great flow in that first half of the game, Coach, as far as guys moving, cycling, finding open seams and everything, and that led to that Colin Swoyer goal, which turned out to be the game winner. That was one of the best shifts of the game, and there were a lot of really good shifts in that game.
Yeah, I first half of the game, we looked great. The focus tonight was to make it a really calm bench situation to try that method of getting guys to step up and lead the group. So it was a very laid back atmosphere on the bench, and hopefully the guys can get the message that we need to bring a good effort tomorrow night. That was the only thing I really said to him after the game, that Friday night's a skill game. We've shown 3 weeks in a row that we can play on a Friday night game. We can play in a skill game. Tomorrow night is not going to be. It's going to be that grind game, and we have to show that we can play in that game. But this is constant battle. It's going to be a constant battle. I know our players well, and I know these guys well, and it's going to be a constant grind. Getting 60 minutes of hockey out of our guys. We worked hard. We could have had about six in the first half, for sure. And so we're going to have to build off of that and see what worked and get more bodies around the puck and go with it.
I know some of our guys have struggled a little bit early this season, but one guy that I thought really picked up his game tonight, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong on this, I thought Seamus Donahue played a much better game tonight and made better decisions with the puck and seemed to be a little bit more calm with the puck tonight.
Yeah, I thought our entire defensive corps played better tonight. That we weren't playing against the caliber of Duluth forwards coming at him, playing against the caliber of Wisconsin. What they did well tonight, I liked how we battled and competed and won puck battles and made smart plays. We started having some turnovers back there, but I actually think the defensive core regrouped well and did a pretty good job for us. I didn't see the goal, how it happened. I know that Rocky was down. Something happened with him because it ended up being a 2-on-1 on Seamus. I don't know what happened. I don't know why we didn't have a third man. I'm not sure what happened on that, because it happened to our right in front of at the blue line in front of the Huntsville bench. So we'll take a look at that. But all in all, we didn't give up a ton, and I thought that our goaltending was very good again.
Yeah, for not seeing a lot of shots early on, I thought when he had to come up big, because it seemed like when they got chances, they were really good chances.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah.
A couple of guys that I know made some mistakes out there today, but I thought their overall play overwhelmed their mistakes. Trenton Bliss out there at times. I mean, just look. I mentioned in the broadcast, a man amongst
he's
boys.
Tremendous hockey
and
player.
And Hallinen, too. I mean, just finds things to do out there that make him special.
Yeah, the biggest thing with Brian and Broats, though, is that when they, as the game goes on, they're starting to really try to force offense. Mm-hmm. Their power created it early in the game for them, and then as the game went on, their feet aren't moving as much, and they're trying to force offense and turning the puck over a little bit and using their arms more than those big legs and those big bodies, and so they spend more time in our zone than they would normally. So, but we'll continue to work with them on that, and they'll get better at that. But I thought they played well again in the game. You know who I thought was really good tonight was Justin Misiak. Mm-hmm. I thought he gave us some great shifts. He tracked the puck hard. He fought for upper ice positioning, and I thought he did an excellent job in tonight's hockey game.
And you liked him in that Saturday night game against Wisconsin.
Yep, I thought he did a good job. We still weren't as aggressive on the penalty kill as we wanted to be.
Did we block more shots tonight? It felt like we did.
Yeah, we absolutely did. But we wanted a lot more pressure on that puck, and we still, you know, even when we're telling guys to go and we want them to go, we're still having problems getting guys to have that innate desire to chase and hound. And from the blue line back, we assigned some set positions, some set responsibilities tonight, where that was all they had to, they knew exactly what they had to do on it. And so we still have to spend time on that. But we did, I think, went 2 for 2 on the kill. Just like to be more aggressive on it. The power play, for the most part, I thought Lucha's power play was perimeter, especially in the third. They didn't. And then the other power play unit went out, and I thought that they threw pucks at the net and tried to make things happen. So, all in all, we're still learning. But like I said, it's just going to be a constant grind getting that top end, top level performance, day in and day out. That's what we're working on, and you know, we'll continue to work at it. But you know, it's great to find a way to get that win tonight. Huntsville battled hard at the end, but I like how we bared down at the end there and didn't give him anything with the goaltender out and things.
Well, congratulations on the win, Coach, and let's get another one tomorrow night. And looking forward to that.
Great, thanks, Dirk.
All right, that's head coach Joe Sean here, brought to you by Aspirus Keweenaw. And 2-1 final. We'll be back with our final segment, as the Huskies beat the Chargers 2-1 here tonight at Von Braun Arena.